are here with your news. A judge has found 32-year-old William Channer mentally competent to stand trial in the fatal shooting of Grand Blanc football coach Logan Welch. Authorities say Channer entered his former workplace, Trims Unlimited, in Almont last month and shot the 30-year-old Welch, who later died at the hospital. Channer was arrested after a police chase through southern Lapeer County that ended in gunfire, leaving him hospitalized for several weeks. Prosecutors have charged him with first-degree murder, multiple weapons offenses, and fleeing police. Two Lapeer County deputies involved in the shooting were cleared of any wrongdoing. A preliminary exam is the next step in the case. And a fire at the Auto City Speedway in Clio has caused significant damage to a key facility within the racetrack. Owner Joe DeWitt said the fire, which broke out early Thursday morning, impacted the heart of the speedway. Quote, I was awakened at 1:30 a.m. by the neighbors across the street, and they said the racetrack is on fire, end quote, DeWitt said. DeWitt said the fire is believed to have been electrical related to the age of the 70-year-old building. Quote, it is a 70-year-old building that has been renovated three or four times in the past 7 decades. The materials in there are some old, some new, and it looks to be some kind of an electrical fire, end quote. Despite the damage, DeWitt is determined to rebuild and aims to have the track operational by early May for the new season. And Agra Valley Communications Incorporated has been announced as the lead naming sponsor for the new community ice arena in Huron County, which will be known as Huron Ice Arena. The arena project, 2 decades in the making, is moving forward with a groundbreaking ceremony set for Thursday, December 18th. The facility will host local hockey, youth programs, open skates, and community events aimed at boosting recreation and local business activity year-round. Huron County Hockey Association President John Vader praised Agra Valley's donation, calling it a major investment in local youth and community growth. Updates on the project and fundraising efforts are available at HuronCountyHockey.com or through HCHA Facebook page. And we will be back right after this brief commercial break for our sponsor with your national and international news.
All of us at M3 Wireless would like to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a happy and healthy holiday season. M3 Wireless has been happy to have served you this past year with high-speed broadband internet service to the residents and businesses throughout the Thumb area. M3 Wireless has grown steadily this past year with now over 160 towers, reaching even the most remote parts of the Thumb area in Saginaw Bay. If you would like reliable and reasonable wireless broadband internet service, give us a call at 989-269-2306. That's 989-269-2306. Happy holidays from all of us at M3 Wireless. We are looking forward to serving you in the new year ahead.
And we are back with your national and international news. The White House is defending President Donald Trump's recent executive order increasing federal oversight of the proxy advisory industry, arguing that large advisory firms have too much influence over shareholder votes and sometimes promote agendas that administration officials describe as politically driven. While investor advocates and governance experts are scrutinizing how the rule could affect corporate decision-making and shareholder rights. And in Gaza, a powerful winter storm known as Storm Byron has lashed the territory with heavy rain and wind, flooding tent camps and makeshift shelters where displaced families live, and exposing the fragility of the current ceasefire and intensifying humanitarian concerns as aid agencies struggle to deliver sufficient shelter, heating, and medical support. And as a reminder, this news update was brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan, with low-income plans priced as low as $40 a month. And for more information, you can go to m3isp.com for more information. And now we are going to our weather for the hour with our extended weather forecast, and I will be back with the weather here at the station.